James Joyce and John Cage, A Musical Awakening. James Joyce is widely regarded as one of the most experimental writers of the 20th century. In his exuberant play with language and the openness and multiplicity of his forms, Joyce stood apart from most other modernist novelists. Finnegan's Wake, an infinite novel, 1939. Joyce's writing went to extremes that for some critics rendered his book unreadable in a conventional sense, particularly his last work, Finnegan's Wake, 1939. This text, full of polylinguistic word games, is perhaps best appreciated not in terms of its overall structure, relatively few people have actually read it from beginning to end, but as an experimental reading in progress, an open work which announces an afterwards after words, one of the meanings of Wake, in which the reader has the freedom to decide what to do with it. Finnegan's Wake can be described as a dream sequence representing the stream of the character's unconscious mind during one night. But the real protagonist is language itself, a nocturnal dreamline language that is without precedent. Its unique style is like a voracious machine which devours, at the same time spits out, a huge number of different languages all mixed together, from Latin to Greek, from French to German to Italian. The whole book is full of word games and multilingual puns. Life is presented as a Christmas parcel, which is a combination of Christmas parcel and crossword puzzle, but also contains a mixture of religious and profane resonances. The word mass evokes both the English sense of chaos and Italian messa. An Open Cage, 1912-1992. It's precisely these aspects of Joyce's work that makes him such a rich source of inspiration to later artists and thinkers. In the 20th century, there is perhaps one artist who stands out for his Joycean reinventions, the American composer and musical inventor John Cage. Cage's revolutionary impact on 20th century musical thinking was similar in scope to that of Joyce's on literature. Starting from the idea that music was essentially no more than sound organized according to particular time structures, Cage quickly began incorporating unconventional instrumentation, playing techniques and sounds into his compositions. For Cage, anything that could make a sound could be a component of music. He would compose music using radios, leaves, conch shells, water jars, or turntables. He also modified the sound of traditional instruments, and one of his most important inventions was the prepared piano. By attaching bolts and screws to the strings, he was able to completely change the way the notes sounded, transforming the piano into a percussive instrument that generated an impressive range of buzzes, thuds, pings, and clicks. 1978, beginning in the middle. Cage was quickly drawn to the openness of Joyce's language because of the way it escaped or exploded conventional structures of meaning. His earliest use of Joyce's text was in the song The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs, 1942, whose source was a page of Finnegan's Wake. The song was scored for voice and closed piano, with the pianist being requested to hit the body of the piano in different ways instead of playing it. However, Cage soon began to think that Joyce's reliance on traditional grammar and syntax limited the revolutionary potential of his language. Inspired by Japanese poetry and the idea that words could float in a space free of any determined meaning, Cage set about rewriting Joyce's Finnegan's Wake, using a technique he called mesostics, from the Greek mesos middle and stichos verse. This involves reading down the middle of each page and selecting word strings that contain the letters of the author's name, James Joyce. Using this technique, Cage produced several mesostic readings of Finnegan's Wake that fragmented the novel's grammar and syntax, as well as a musical work, Oration, 1978, which combines the text of writing for the second time through Finnegan's Wake with traditional Irish music and some recordings from the different places in Ireland mentioned in the book.